Welcome to the HJ Talks About Abuse podcast, the podcast where we talk about sexual abuse cases in the hope that it will assist listeners in openly discussing topics which have been ignored for too long. This podcast is brought to you by the abuse team at Hugh James. We are lawyers, so we tend to speak about the legal aspects of abuse cases, but we aren't too shy to speak up about the broader issues faced by survivors of sexual abuse too. We hope that you find it interesting, but more than that, if you are a survivor of sexual abuse, we hope that you find our discussion empowering. Hello, podcast listeners. I'm Alan Collins. I'm the partner who heads up the abuse team at Hugh James, and I'm joined by my colleague, Danny Vincent. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Alan.
So in this podcast, we are going to be discussing honour-based abuse, and this is a subject that you, Danny, have chosen, and I'd be interested to know, as will our listeners, as to why you have chosen honour-based abuse as the subject for this podcast.
Well, actually, it was because I watched the drama in September that ITV broadcast, which was called Honour, actually, and it was about the story of the murder of Banaz Mahmood in January 2006. And this was just something that wasn't hugely on my radar, and it really struck me. And so from that, I did some research on what actually happened, because, you know, sometimes dramas focus on one element and it isn't the full reflection of what happened. And yes, I realized that this is actually a very big problem, not just in the UK, but obviously around the world.
So what is honour-based abuse?
So honour-based abuse and honour-based killings is on the basis that somebody within a community has shamed their family. It could be anything. So it could be certain behaviours. So one common one is when somebody has become too westernised with their dress, or the way that they're wearing makeup, or simply kissing in the street, or having a relationship with somebody who's not within that community, up into refusing to marry if it's an arranged marriage, or leaving that marriage. There's a whole host of things that could relate to why honour-based abuse occurs. And again, the level of abuse also can vary in respect of being chaperoned or told what they can wear or what somebody can dress like or whom they should marry or whether they should go to school. It's so wide range.
So looking at this case of a young woman, Banaz Mahmood, who was murdered, as I understand it, the background is that she has left her arranged marriage, met a young Iranian man of her own choice, and she went to the police on a number of occasions disclosing that she had been raped by her husband. And I take it that's the man that she married through the arranged marriage, yes?
Yes, so that's right. One of the things that I think comes out in the drama, but is based on true life, is that it's December, which is her last. She goes to the police again for the fifth time in December and actually says to the police, "I think my family are plotting to kill me."
Why were they plotting to kill her? What was it that she had done that, according to them, in their eyes, required them to think about and plot to kill her?
Well, from what we know, and all, we will never know the mindsets of the people that committed the murder, was that she had left her marriage that the family had arranged for her, and she was dating an Iranian man. So it was a man out of her community. So by that, she was bringing shame onto her family.
And they thought the shame was so great that they needed to go to the extreme lengths of plotting to kill her.
And this is why when you hear about that in Britain today, I know this was in 2006, but we haven't moved on that far, that it's just shocking to hear that a young woman in her early 20s has been killed in the UK because she chose a different partner.
And the story goes from horror to horror. So she's then, as I understand it, tortured and raped by her three cousins and then strangled at the parental home. And that's what happened. And that just shows the extremes that this intolerance, if that's the right term, goes.
Yeah, and in this country, what we have to realise is this case, I know it's played out as a drama, but this is true life. You know, this girl was somebody's sister and daughter. And, you know, because these killings are within the family and within a community, you know, that there's many people that would be petrified to speak out against their community or against their family when they've seen what have happened to other individuals. So this woman was murdered, and then her body was disposed of, arranged by her father and her uncle. And in this country, they suggest that this may happen, you know, 12 times a year, but the figures could be much higher. In this specific case, it was her boyfriend that alerted the police that she was missing, and they obviously then went through her records and understood that there was a history here. But I think, as I've put in my blog, a lot of these killings are arranged, happen outside of the UK. So if that person is not flagged as missing, you know, they could be understood to their friends, which they may have been distanced from, that they have just left and they've never returned.
And you have identified that there is this concern that one of the underlying problems that we have is that there's this fear of racial profiling and stereotyping.
Yes, and if anybody has listened to our previous podcast in respect of, we talk about the Rochdale and Rotherham scandals in respect of the paedophile rings in those cases, is that nobody is going to want to be accused of being racist or profiling a certain specific group of people or individuals. So it's a really difficult one because you're not going to want to face that criticism as a body, as a police or school or educational authority, if you've got concerns about an individual.
Well, I'll be a little bit controversial here. My own opinion is that when this is raised, I sort of think, well, if you're concerned that by investigating an allegation such as this, that you may be accused of being racist, you're actually perpetuating, because you're actually sort of differentiating between one group of people and another group of people on the basis of, you know, whatever it is there, you know, their ethnic background or race or whatever it is. You're actually compounding the situations, and instead of being fearful of being accused of being racist, you're actually ill thought out or poor reasoning, actually perpetuating matters. Anyway, I just find it perverse. I just find it totally illogical. So if I'm being a bit controversial, I'm being a bit controversial. But, you know, this is a subject that needs to be aired and debated. Otherwise, you know, it just goes down a blind alley. Anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about. And I think you have done a bit of research, and you say that it's estimated that there's about 5,000 honour killings a year, which is extraordinary, an extraordinary number.
Yeah, and from that 5,000, again, it's one of those things, is that the type of abuse that we're talking about, it's hidden, it's within the home, it's, you know, within the community. So how much we actually know and how big the real figure, the true figures are, we will never know. So it is a real difficult one. And when you do start researching it, there's just so much that you can read and find out about it. And it really is frightening in this day and age that we're in today, that this is still going on in the UK.
Yes. And of course, I think it's an important point to make that it's not only marriage that can be this triggering issue in some communities. It can be religion, it can be loss of religion, change of religion, it can be sexuality, it can be, as you mentioned earlier on, perhaps becoming too westernized. It can be all sorts of different aspects of someone's personality. If that aspect of the personality becomes an affront, then it becomes an issue. And it's not just having a relationship with somebody that your family doesn't approve of. It can be all sorts of different aspects of your own personal makeup.
Yeah. And I think it's important to say to our listeners, anybody that has any concerns about anyone specifically, that there are websites out there, there are help groups out there. We've listed one specifically, which is the Safeguarding Hub, which will highlight certain things to look for. So hopefully that will help any listeners that are concerned about friends or colleagues that this may be happening to them.
Thank you very much, Danny, for an interesting choice of subject. I think we could have carried on talking about this for some time. And maybe we'll come back to it in a later podcast. So thanks for that, Danny. Thank you, listeners. If you have any concerns or questions with the subject of this particular podcast, then please don't hesitate to get in touch with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of HJ Talks About Abuse. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or your favourite podcast player. If you'd like to speak to us about something you've heard today, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at aboutabuse@hjtalks.co.uk.